Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tada Effect. I'm your host, Taquisha Davis. Well rested is what I am. And I was compelled to come in this moment to share this divine message. Hold on to your seats, because this one is definitely one for the books. Your highest purpose is not in activity. It cannot be found out there in the world. And that's why people don't know what their purpose is, because they're looking out into the world trying to find it. Your highest purpose is you. How are you going to find you out there in the world? You can't. That's why people are on an endless search, and the search doesn't even take one step. Because here you are. You are your highest purpose. You know why this answer is so unsatisfying? It's because we don't know what to do with that information. Because the information is pointing to being, not to a doing. And the ego only understands doing and having. So to the ego, this is complete nonsense. It's meaningless. What the hell is being? I understand doing certain activities, working at certain things. I understand having to have money, having degrees, but what on earth is being? And this is why people can't find their purpose, because true purpose is in you being you. Whatever you're being at any given moment. And so if this answer that your highest purpose is in being, you stumps the ego, frustrates the ego, then there really must be some truth to this. Because whatever satisfies the ego can only be an untruth. What is your secondary purpose? You see, most people think that your secondary purpose is your highest purpose. But your secondary purpose has to do with doing. This is what people call their mission on earth. Their purpose is helping others. And this is fantastic. This is a wonderful thing. But it is still your secondary purpose. And again, the spiritual ego wants to say that helping others is the highest purpose that you can have on the planet. And it's not. And the irony is, the more that you surrender to your highest purpose, which is just you being here on the planet, nothing is required of you, the more comfortable you are feeling whatever emotions that comes up, sometimes doing nothing, failing, whatever is happening to you, and you realize that whatever happens is you living your highest purpose. This is what opens you up to discovering your secondary purpose, which is usually helping others. And there's a million different ways that you can do that. So that's the irony. The more comfortable you are in your highest purpose, the quicker you will discover what your secondary purpose is, which has to do with doing. And no matter how important you think your secondary purpose is, which is helping people, you will always be pulled back to your highest purpose, which is being. There are cases where we get so obsessed with doing our secondary purpose that we start to neglect ourselves to the point of burnout, and with very unhealthy consequences. And now you are forced back into your highest purpose, which is just being. In that case, what is needed the most was literally to do nothing. Doing nothing at all is enough. That's what ego calls being. So when you reach burnout, what you need the most is to do nothing. Just be. Be in your own presence. Be in nature, doing nothing. Soaking in a hot bath, doing nothing. All of this is being. Another way to put it is your highest purpose is to experience life. It is not to experience only positive things. Your highest purpose is to experience, period. And as you go through your challenges, obstacles, difficulties, and your shadows, as well as your dark night of the soul, what's happening is that you're naturally surrendering to your highest purpose because your ego is dissolving. The ego hates this being talk. It sees it as utterly meaningless because it can't show off being. You can only show off doing and having. Look at this wonderful job that I have. Look at all this money that I have. You can show that off to other people, but can you show off being? That's why the ego hates this concept. It doesn't even know what it's about. Now that you know what your secondary purpose is and what you have to do on the planet, first, have to surrender to being, which is very uncomfortable, and being totally okay with being what people call a loser, weird, a failure. First, you have to surrender to being, which is very uncomfortable, and being totally okay with being what people call a loser, weird, a failure. I had to say it twice for the individuals in the back. And Chosen said, I copy that. The more you're okay with just being, the more you're okay with doing nothing, as the ego calls it. And the more comfortable you are in whatever experiences you're in, and you start seeing with compassion instead of judgment. Ego loves to judge. When you become very comfortable with that, your secondary purpose will be revealed to you. And in your specific way, you're going to help others on the planet. But until that moment, until that moment comes. Thank you, baby. You're doing nothing wrong because you're living your highest purpose, no matter how negative or positive your experience is. I love you guys. Thank you for always listening, for allowing me to be a voice of reason. Take care, and I love y'all until next time. Peace.